This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry plans to diversify downstream activities in the fisheries and plantation sectors over the next 8 years by utilizing former mining sites in North Maluku. During the 8th and 9th year of this downstream project in North Maluku, we will begin building new economic centers in the fisheries and plantation sectors by repurposing former mining sites, said Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Lahadalia on Sunday. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that an integrated electric battery industry ecosystem represents a colossal international cooperation, particularly marked by collaboration with China. This said by Prabowo Subianto on Sunday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by trying using like, comment, and share, and also live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Bisa berjarak, apakah terpisah sementara? Oh, kini sejauh mata memandang, apakah terpisah selamanya? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui? Walaupun wangimu tak lagi di sini, segala damai yang telah kau tinggal abadi, kau kehidupanku selalu. Kemana lagi akan ku temui?
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku menari di bawah hujan, bernyanyi dalam dingin pelukan. Perlahan hangat menjalar jiwa yang berpendar, menari di bawah hujan. Mungkin di lain waktu kembali menyapa. Biarlah dunia sejenak sunyi, setenang mungkin ku akan hadapi. Aku menari di bawah hujan, nyanyi dalam dingin pelukan. Perlahan hangat menjalar jiwa yang berpendar, menari di bawah hujan. Mimpi yang terpatahkan waktu, akan lahir harapan, cerita yang baru. Biarlah semua sejenak sunyi, setenang mungkin kuat. hadapi. Aku menari di bawah hujan, menyanyi dalam dingin pelukan.
So stupid because you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but love must go on. There is no me and you.
Thank you. utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Dengarkan hatimu. Kita bukanlah buaya yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari ruang kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau,
Deputy Minister of Tourism Niluh Puspa has urged all tourist attraction managers and regional governments in Indonesia to ensure the safety of tourists visiting tourist destinations, as the safety of tourists can affect the tourism image of a region or a country. According to her, the safety of tourists is a priority that can affect tourism image of a region or a country, and she noted that if safety can be guaranteed, the number of both domestic and foreign tourists will increase. Moreover, during the current school holiday, that tourists will increase, of course, both domestic and foreign. Moreover, also the when school holidays, you know, happen, the attraction most likely are going to be children's parents. Well, children's are going to be around on all holiday destinations. So she said that to this end, that ensuring safe and comfortable tourism is a shared responsibility of all stakeholders in districts and cities. During her visit to Batu, the deputy minister monitored the technical operations of the attraction at Jatim Park 1 and Jatim Park 2. She also discussed several issues with the managers, including efforts to maintain public trust in domestic tourism by providing a sense of safety and comfort to all visitors. It's really nice to know that the Indonesian government is trying so hard to improve the safety of our destination, knowing that there are a lot of issues rising recently about this. But of course, we are keep improving days after day and taking critics, and that's good to hear. If you want to know more about Indonesia, and if you want to know more about information like this, make sure to check out rri.co.id.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuaing amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga jangi. Adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi amang batara guru humudul batara guru padapotan namalo mangajari jojor-jojor manuturi asa merguru hami tupatik nyamata debata bae damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
listener, Karoo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karoo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karoo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karoo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consist of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh Smile Gendang Telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, Gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of Gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Biarkan sana selagi masih bisa bersama.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Thank you.